WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Ever feel like your brain is a runaway train full of anxieties, worries, and just plain old negative thoughts? You know that feeling when you're spiraling, replaying past mistakes, or stressing about what might happen next? Yeah. We've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners of our own negativity. Stoicism offers some incredible tools to help us break free and reclaim our mental space. And trust me, in today's world, that is a superpower. Today, we're diving into the art of letting go of those pesky negative thoughts and emotions so you can live with more clarity, peace, and frankly, joy. Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoic philosophy to help you ditch the negativity. 1. Accept what you can't control. Look, life is full of curveballs. There are things we simply can't control: traffic jams, unexpected weather, the annoying coworker who talks too loud during meetings. Seriously, someone needs to invent noise-canceling headphones for humans. The Stoics were masters at recognizing this and understanding that trying to control the uncontrollable is a recipe for frustration. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control: your reactions, your thoughts, your actions. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Negative thoughts often feel real, but they are not always facts. They are just interpretations of events. Think of it like this. Imagine a friend telling you a story about their bad day. Would you automatically believe everything they said? Probably not, right? You probably ask questions and try to see the situation from different angles. Do the same with your own thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this? 3. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future is like constantly living in a mental time warp. It steals your joy and energy from the present moment, the only moment that truly matters. Stoics believed in living intentionally in the here and now. Practice mindfulness, be grateful for what you have, and savor those little moments of beauty and connection that life offers. 4. Practice self-compassion. Hey, we're all human. We make mistakes, we have bad days, we get stressed out. Be kind to yourself. Instead of beating yourself up over negative thoughts or emotions, treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you'd offer a dear friend. Remember, setbacks are opportunities for growth, and everyone stumbles sometimes. 5. Find meaning in action. Stoicism is not about being passive and resigned. It's about taking action aligned with your values, even when things get tough. When we channel our energy into meaningful pursuits, helping others, pursuing our passions, making a difference, negativity loses its grip. We find purpose and fulfillment, which naturally outweigh those pesky negative thoughts. Okay, let me paint you a picture to illustrate this whole letting go thing. Imagine you're at the beach watching a sunset. The waves are crashing, the sky is ablaze with color, and the air smells salty and fresh. Now imagine a fly buzzing around your head, constantly interrupting that beautiful moment. That fly represents those pesky negative thoughts trying to steal your joy. What do? You swat it away, right? You focus on the breathtaking view, the sound of the waves, the warm sand beneath your feet. You don't let the annoying fly ruin your whole experience. That's what letting go is all about: acknowledging those negative thoughts, recognizing their fleeting nature, and choosing to focus on the beauty and goodness around you. So remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to life's challenges. Practice these Stoic principles: acceptance, challenging your thoughts, living in the present moment, self-compassion, and finding meaning in action, and watch as those negative clouds dissipate, leaving behind a clear, bright sky of inner peace. Now go out there and live with intention, clarity, and a whole lot of fortitude. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of Stoic wisdom. Until tomorrow, stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.